Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. In a major blow to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, the Democrats have secured 218 seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections to win a majority and take the House. The Democrats' success, however, couldn't quite manage to overtake the Republicans at the Senate. This new status quo, which the House Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi, described as a new day in America, will make life more difficult for Trump as he attempts to push through Republican policy. These elections revealed a new face of American politics, with the emergence of politicians from minority groups, including two Muslim women, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who were elected in Minnesota and Michigan. There was a notable increase in the number of women overall on the new political scene, and in a first, the Democrat Jared Polis became the first openly gay governor of an American state, winning in Colorado. A court in Strasbourg has postponed its decision on the future of the steel factory Ascoval until the 12th of December. This does not come as good news to the 281 employees concerned about their jobs at the plant. The new deadline was imposed to allow the French-Belgian company Altifort to come up with an agreement with Vallourec, who is both shareholder and sole client of the steelmaking company. As President Macron continues his tour of northern France for the 100-year anniversary of armistice, the Council of Ministers relocated to join him today in Charleville-Mézières in the Ardennes. The National Assembly has voted for an increased budget for the police and gendarmerie departments for the coming year, a rise of €335 million. This brings France's annual security budget to over €13 billion. The additional money will go towards recruiting an extra 2,500 police officers, as well as paying for improving police premises and updating security vehicles. The student who threatened his teacher with a fake gun in a classroom has been definitively expelled from the school in Créteil. A disciplinary hearing came to the decision after the incident was filmed by a fellow student and distributed on social networks. The 16-year-old who filmed was also expelled. And finally, in football news, Lyon take on the German team Hoffenheim tonight in a Champions League match, which will see the winner progress to the last 16. PSG are also hoping to advance despite their draw against Naples last night. Monaco were eliminated by Bruges in a 4-0 defeat. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.